Hi, I'm Ella Smith. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. China has dropped trade restrictions on Australian hay as the relationship between the countries continues to thaw. Australia's exports of hay and chaff to China were valued at $160 million in 2020, but dropped to $78 million last year. Trade Minister Don Farrell says it's a positive step forward, but there's more work to do. Trade restrictions remain on beef, wine, lobster and other commodities. I spoke to National Farmers Federation Chief Executive Tony Ma about what the change means for hay producers and other export industries.
Yes, look, it's welcome news. We're an export-dominated industry, and while we normally think of things like commodities, beef and dairy and rice and sugar and those sorts of things, hay is a commodity that farmers need around the country, and Australian farmers grow some great hay, so it's good news.
And just how big of an industry is the Aussie hay export to China? I guess, you know, can you compare it maybe to other products or to other markets?
Look, it's a reasonably smaller industry when you think about beef or wheat or wine or those sorts of things, but it is an important market. And it does fluctuate depending on the seasonal conditions here in Australia and what's required overseas. So it's an important market in terms of dollars. It does fluctuate from year to year.
And how many farmers and producers do you think will be affected by this change?
Again, with the last couple of seasons, it will vary significantly. Drier conditions this year will make it harder for farmers to sort of satisfy the market, but at least it's an opening that they can take advantage of if they've got the right conditions.
And with this, you know, kind of on a broader sense, are you confident in the federal government's ability to keep on improving that relationship and keep on, you know, getting rid of the trade restrictions?
It's certainly going in the right direction. The trade is such an important trade, and the Albanese government has demonstrated that they can keep things going in the right direction, and we look forward to that continuing.
Do you have any idea of or any hope for when the beef export tariffs will be lifted?
Not at this stage, but we just hope that the relationship continues to develop and we continue to see favourable conditions.
And what's the mood amongst, I guess, farmers and producers in response to not just this change, but I guess the gradual kind of thawing of the relationship between Australia and China?
Yeah, they're excited and enthused and encouraged by it. It's something that really gives a lot of optimism to farmers. We're an export-dominated industry. China is such an important market. So the more that we can build the relationships, the better off we're going to be.
That was my chat with the National Farmers Federation Chief Executive Tony Ma. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send me an email, ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Ella Smith. Have a great day.